Good Tuesday evening, everyone, and welcome to High School Basketball on KMTS. Tonight we are live from Glenwood Springs High School at Chavez Spencer Gymnasium, a doubleheader between the Glenwood Demons and the Palisade Bulldogs. Big Western Slope Showdown. Glad you could join us. Remember, our girls' games start at generally 4:30. Those games will be broadcast live on KMTS.com and our KMTS app, and then rebroadcast on the radio at the end of our evening of broadcasting. The boys' game will be live around 6:15, 6:30. But happy to be here with amongst a few fans. Should be a good game tonight. Palisade coming in with a 4-2 overall record, 3-1 in the Western Slope. Glenwood in the middle of the pack, currently in fourth place with a 2-1 league record, 2-3 overall, coming off a big win, an important win over Eagle Valley last Thursday, 39-30. Most of the games, girls and boys, in this pandemic-shortened season have been low-scoring affairs. Glenwood double figures in the first and second quarter in that win over Eagle Valley. Scored 8-4 in the third and fourth quarters, but had a sizable lead to hang on for the 9-point win, despite Eagle Valley's comeback in the fourth quarter. The story of that game was Gracie Dietrich, her breakout game of the season. She had been struggling through the first few games, finding the right range, the right touch off the glass. Had her share of blocks and steals, but last Thursday night, an all-around great game by Gracie. 14 points, 5 steals, and a couple of blocks, a couple of assists. Terrific game. 7 points from Jocelyn Spires coming off the bench. 5 points from Pamela Rodriguez. Maddie Mosier hit a 3-pointer. And a good defensive effort for Glenwood as they shut down Eagle Valley, won it 39-30. Palisade started off the season with a loss at Grand Junction Central, 50-31, and then won their next 3 games, beating Grand Junction 35-21, got past Eagle Valley 39-32, a similar score to the Glenwood game. Defeated Steamboat handily, 53-14. Lost a 3-point game to Battle Mountain, 36-33, and then beat Frisco at Palisade 45-30. 2020, Palisade took second place in the league behind Glenwood Springs, who of course went undefeated in league. In 2019, Palisade second place again, with a 9-3 record, 11-13 overall. Second place in 2018, second place in 2017, as they lost the league title to Rifle, with a 10-2 league record, 21-4 overall. 2016, first place, an outstanding team for Palisade, 22-3, 14-0 in league. That's when they had the Brown sisters, Ashlyn and Krista. They were terrific ball players. Our starters for tonight for the Palisade Bulldogs: Deanne Larson, the head coach; Ella Yanowich, a junior; Alicia Yanowich, senior; senior Kendall McCaskill; senior Elizabeth Hawkins; and senior Maggie Latek. And Palisade has a tall senior, Alexis Marushak, coming off the bench. She's about 6 foot tall, and she's a strong rebounder, a good shooter at the post coming off the bench. So Coach Larson has some weapons on the bench. For Glenwood Springs, under Coach Ron Mosier, starters are Maddie Mosier, Ella Johnson, Kenzie Winder, and down at the post, playing Gracie Dietrich and Matea Edelwald, getting a start this afternoon. Matea has proven herself to be an excellent rebounder. If she can stay out of foul trouble, she can contribute big time for Rhonda Moja's club. She'll get her share of a couple of buckets, but big rebounds and steals, plays good defense, and a few blocks. Pause for our...
Oh, say can you
It's the first time we've heard the national anthem this season. Generally, it's the Pledge of Allegiance, but I would bet my last dollar that that was a recording of the Glenwood Springs High School choir. Wonderful job.
How we doing, guys?
Recording of the high school choir. All right, we've got, 40 or 50 fans scattered throughout the gym. Here it's Glenwood and Palisade. Hope you had a wonderful Valentine's Day and President's Day weekend. I had an extra day to enjoy my two granddaughters, with a third one coming soon, very soon. My granddaughters turned 5 and 3 on Saturday. And we had a wonderful time. I'm Pop. I was very popular. Here we go. It's going to be Kendall McCaskill and Gracie Dietrich in the opening tip. And we're underway. And it's taken by Glenwood. Mandy Mosier's got it. Boy, she smothered her quickly. Flips it over to Ella Johnson near the circle. Johnson in the left corner to Kenzie Winder. Top of the key to Gracie. Gracie, don't want to shoot that three. She drives, kicks it out to Mosier. Gracie knocked to the floor. Ball's three-pointer misses. Rebound is taken by Maggie Latek, but she stepped on the baseline out of bounds. Winder will inbound. Goes into Gracie Dietrich. Dropped the ball. Puts up a shot. It's blocked. Look like McCaskill got a piece of it. Yanovich throws the ball away, and it's out of bounds. Glenwood ball. So the game starts off with a couple of turnovers. Johnson inbounding, going back court to Maddie Mosier. Maddie to Johnson, right wing. Goes to Kenzie Winder, and Winder call for traveling. Met there by Alicia Yanovich, forced her to travel. No score in the opening minute here. McCaskill goes to Ella Yanovich. Alicia Yanovich. Ella Yanovich. Bounce pass in the key. And they kick it out. Here's a steal by Ella Johnson. Picked it off in the near the free throw line. So both teams with three turnovers to start the game. And still no score. Johnson picks up the ball. Goes down to Matea Edelwall, kicks it out to Mosier. Three-pointer, right wing, that's off the mark. Rebound taken by Palisade, pulled down by Elizabeth Hawkins. Hawkins averaging 6.2 points a game. Still no score. Drive by McCaskill, baseline, cut off there by Mosier. Gives it over to Hawkins. McCaskill, left wing to Elianowicz, looking down low. Hawkins is double-teamed. Lob pass knocked away, and a steal by Kinsey Winder. But the ball taken by Palisades, shot put up by Latek doesn't go. Rebound taken by Gracie Dietrich. 6 minutes to go, still no score here in the first quarter. Pass up to Ella Johnson. Johnson to Winder. Baseline drive, gets around the defender, puts up a shot, got it, and the foul. Nice aggressive move by Kinsey Winder. And got a nice English on the ball, spun in there. And the foul called. They haven't flashed a number yet. Foul called against Elizabeth Hawkins. Free throw is good. Got the bounce and a three-point play for Kinsey Winder. 3-0 Glenwood, 5:53 to go. Here in the first. Marushak in the game for Palisade. I knew she wouldn't be on the bench long. Here's a pass tipped by Kinsey Winder. Wrestles the ball away from the defender. Boy, great hands by Kinsey. She's come to play tonight. Pass up the court to Ella Johnson. Johnson, her pass intended for Dietrich, knocked out of bounds into the Palisade bench. 3-0 Glenwood. 5:28 left here in the first. Johnson inbounding. Front of the Palisade bench. She'll go into Maddie Mosier. Mosier to Johnson. Bobbles it into the hands of Marushak. Driving up the floor is Latek. McCaskill to Latek. Pass down low. Picked off by Gracie Dietrich. Dietrich to Maddie Mosier. 5:11 to go. 3-0 Glenwood. Mosier stops. And great defense so far by Glenwood. Kinsey Winder gets a pick. Bounce pass to Ella Johnson. Top of the key. Smothered there by McCaskill. Her pass stolen by Latek. Latek outracing Maddie Mosier. Lays it up. Missed it. And a foul is called against Maddie. Bella Jigou is ready to check in for Palisade. First free throw from Latek is good. Latek averaging just under 5 points per game. Three to one, Glenwood. Maya Suarez in for Glenwood. And Latek stepped across the free throw line, so they wave off a free throw. She only gets one. 3-1 Glenwood. Palisade with the press. Mosier into Johnson. Looks around, bewildered. Lob pass back to Mosier, back to Johnson. Ennewald up to Suarez. Suarez with a layup. Got it! You betcha! Maya Suarez with the bucket. Nice layup at the left hand. 5-1 Glenwood. She just dribbled right around. Marushak wants to stand a foul trouble. Another turnover. Traveling the call against number 11, Bella Jigou. G-I-G-O-U-X. Had a football coach at USC. Goo, G-O-U-X. Marv Goo. Tough dude. Ennewald's got it at half court. Lobs it to Ella Johnson. Johnson to the free throw line. Turnaround shots. And Ella Johnson looked confused, but she just turned around, pivoted, and knocked one down from the free throw line. It's 7-1 Glenwood. Great start for the Lady Demons. 4:15 left in the first. Jigou with a drive. Her shot almost blocked. Marushak gets the loose ball. Goes to Latek. Baseline jump shot. No good. Rebound off the hands of Suarez, but good defense by Suarez to force Latek out of bounds at the baseline. 7-1 Glenwood. 4:05 left. This important West Slope game. Cross-court pass against the press to Maddie Mosier. Pass up to Kinsey Winder. Gets it on the run. Here's, big-time travel against Maya Suarez. And a timeout called. It is a 30-second timeout. 3:56 to go. Here in the first quarter, 7-1 Glenwood. This is KMTS. Glenwood, 3:56 to go in the first quarter. Ella Johnson, Maya Suarez, and Kinsey Winder with a basket. And a free throw. Latek brings it up for Palisade. One pass to Jigu, back to Latek in the far corner. Pass down low to Hawkins, who tried to lay it up, missed it, but she was fouled. And Elizabeth Hawkins, 6.2 points per game to the line. Second team foul for Glenwood. Hawkins with the first free throw, pushes it off to the left. I didn't see who the foul was called against. Second free throw is good. That time a swish. And it's 7-4. Glenwood. No, it should be 7-2. Yeah, there we go. Lob pass up the court to Ennewald. Cross-court pass to Mosier as they beat the press easily. Goes to Ella Johnson. Ella Johnson with a drive. Bounce pass to Ennewald. Jump shot from 10 off the back of the rim. No good. Rebound Latek. Latek brings it up right side uncontested. Stops the far corner. Goes to Jigu. Baseball pass across the court to McCaskill. Baseline jumper won't go. Rebound Ella Johnson. Johnson brings it up. Up the court to Suarez. And threw it overhead and out of bounds. Dietrich and Annie Richardson checking in for Glenwood. Winder and Ennewald check out. 7-2 Glenwood. 3:17 left in the first quarter. Brianna Richardson also in, giving Ella Johnson a breather. Amari Maestas in the game now. Latek brings it up as the point. Goes to Jigu, right wing, fakes the pass, stops, now kicks it out to Latek. Latek for a three, that's bang. Wow, Latek on the money there. And it's 7-5 Glenwood. Dietrich gets the pass, goes to Brianna Richardson. Richardson, a little backhand pass to Dietrich. Jump shot from the free throw line, bounces off the rim, no good. Rebound controlled by Ella Steele for Palisade. Latek to Jigu. Goes to Latek, far corner. Jigu, pass wide open to Maestas, missed the easy layup. Rebound taken by Gracie Dietrich. Good clean board there. Hands it out to Maddie Mosier. Mosier brings it up right side, outraces Latek. 7-5 Glenwood. It's L-A-T-E-K. Mosier shakes the defender after getting a pick. Drive, shoots. Oh, she carried the ball. Or was she fouled? Nope, she carried the ball. Oh. Check that. We got an offensive foul. Called against Annie Richardson. Nope. Gracie Dietrich. I thought he said 3-2. So that's a third team foul. 7-5 Glenwood. Three-pointer by Latek. Top of the key. Got the bounce. That rattled in and out. And now Palisade has the lead. 8-7 Palisade. Mosier near the circle. Latek guarding closely. Lob pass too high, intended for Richardson. Taken by Brianna Sorensen. Saved it. Here's Dietrich. Dietrich with a fadeaway jumper. Bang! Nice, pretty shot by Gracie. Good fadeaway. Good tough shot over Marushak, who might be an inch taller. That was a pretty shot. Pass down to Marushak. Knocked away by Dietrich. Loose ball taken by Suarez, who kicks it out to Maddie Mosier. 9-8. Glenwood pass up the court to Sorensen. Goes back to Dietrich. Dietrich top of the key to Mosier. Three-pointer all alone.
Yeah!
You betcha! Maddie Mosier! There's her three. It's 12-8 Glenwood. A minute 15 left in the first. Latek lobs it left wing to Maestas. Here's a pass picked off by Gracie Dietrich. She gets Marushak tied up there. Palisade will retain the ball. Couple subs coming in for Glenwood. Sophia Prieto and Jocelyn Spires. Marushak out along with Maestas. Jigu inbounding. Lobs it in the paint. Oh, that was too easy. She goes into Elizabeth Hawkins, who banks it in. Her first bucket. It's 12-10 Glenwood. Under a minute to go here in the first. Sorensen, right wing to Prieto. To Dietrich, who drops the ball, picks it up. Nice entry pass in the key to Spires, trying to force one up and drew the foul. Had her mask temporarily removed, or at least below her nose. A lot of contact there. 12-10 Glenwood, a foul called against Jigu. First free throw from Spires is good. Again. 13-10 Glenwood. Spires' second free throw. Perfect. 49 seconds left in the first. Playtech brings it up. That's pass to Jigu. Ball knocked away. Taken back by Palisade. Pass down to Hawkins. Hawkins lays it up and in. Elizabeth Hawkins with her second basket. 14-12 Glenwood. And Sorensen fell to the floor, lost control of it, but then batted it. And Latek last touched it out of bounds. Lucky break there for Glenwood. 28 seconds left. Glenwood leading by two. Pass into Gracie Dietrich. Dietrich down to Prieto. Lays it up. Missed the layup. Shot it with the right hand on the left side of the glass. Fundamentals. 18 seconds. Latek almost traveled. Almost threw it away, too. She has it again. Top of the key. Here's a drive by Steele. Here's a steal from Steele by Sorensen. 7 seconds. Dietrich sets a pick. Sorensen to Prieto. Prieto, baseline jumper, 15-footer. You betcha! Prieto. And that will do it for the first quarter. Solid first quarter for the Glenwood Lady Demons. 16-12 they lead as we go to the second after this on KMTS.
Starters.
Javis Spencer Gymnasium as we go to the second quarter. Glenwood leading Palisades 16-12. And Maddie Mosier inbounding backcourt to Ella Johnson. Calls out a play. Looking like she was doing a little pinch. Mosier. There's a pass from Dietrich to Kenzie Weiner. Baseline jumper is blocked. And the rebound taken by Hawkins for Palisades. 16-12 Glenwood. Playtech brings it up. Right wing to Jigu. The Latek in the far corner, met there by Winder. Cross court overhead pass to McCaskill, back to Jigu, back to Latek. Three-pointer from the corner, that's short, into the hands of Gracie Dietrich. Quickly goes to Ella Johnson, races up the floor. Johnson right, left wing to Kenzie Winder. Winder, crossover dribble. Kicks it over to Maddie Mosier, calls out a play. At the circle, resets the offense, Winder right wing. Winder gets a pick from Dietrich. Ball knocked away and a steal by Palisade. Good hands there by Alicia Yanowicz to knock it away. Latek to McCaskill. Down to Hawkins, and Hawkins is fouled. Matea Edewald called for the foul, her first. Fourth team foul. And Elizabeth Hawkins at the line. That first free throw spins off the rim. Very important West Slope game for Glenwood. Hawkins' second free throw is off the rim, no good. Rebound, Gracie Dietrich. Dietrich, quick bounce pass to Maddie Mosier. Mosier brings it up. Stops at the circle. Bounce pass right wing to Ella Johnson. Down to Enowal at the free throw line. Lobs it out to Gracie Dietrich. Got the ball stripped. Here's Kenzie Winder for a two-pointer. 19-footer. No good. Toes are right on the line. Ball goes out of bounds. And it's Palisade ball. 16-12. Glenwood. 6:43 left in the first half. Maggie Latek brings it up uncontested. 2-3 zone for Glenwood. Left wing to McCaskill. Right wing to Yanowicz, picks it up, bounce pass to Jigu. They're trying to feed it down to Hawkins, and that's working well because Hawkins can't miss from down low. She's got 7 points. 16-14, Glenwood. Mosier to Johnson in the near corner. Puts it on the floor, ball knocked away, dribbled into traffic, and just gave up the ball. Not smart basketball there, and Coach Rhonda Mosier saying, all right. Might need a timeout here. McCaskill has a left wing. Latek in the near corner. Bounce pass down to Hawkins. Lays it up and in over Matea Edewald. And it's now 16-all. And I knew it. Coach Rhonda Mosier said, let's talk about this. 5:51 to go in the first half. 16-16. This is KMTS. Well, let's see what Glenwood... See what adjustments they make after that 30-second timeout after Elizabeth Hawkins tied it up at 16-all. Jocelyn Spires checks in. She's got the ball. Bounce pass to Anna Wald. Almost turned it over. Loose ball taken by Mosier to Spires. Spires cross-court to Dietrich. They double-team her. Cross-court pass to Spires. Spires dribbles once. Her shot is blocked. Loose ball. Battleford on the floor. Ends up with Palisade as Ella Yanowicz has it. Up the court comes Latek. Latek, her ball, her pass is kicked as they, again, trying to feed it down to Elizabeth Hawkins, who might be half-inch taller than Gracie Dietrich. McCaskill inbounding for Palisade. Lobs it into Hawkins in the paint. Shoots, misses, bricked it. Rebound taken by Kenzie Winder. Loose ball knocked away by Latek. Taken back by Winder. Jump ball called. Possession will stay with the Lady Bulldogs. All tied at 16. 5:20 to go in the half. Kendall McCaskill inbounding again. Hawkins trying to get open. They lob it into her from the free throw line. Decides not to. She passed it. Steal by Jocelyn Spires. Spires, double team, turnaround jump shot. Oh, just barely got the rim. Came up short. Still tied at 16. Lob pass up the court to McCaskill. Almost traveled. Latek to McCaskill. Latek top of the key. Dribbles once. Pass is knocked away and a steal by Gracie Dietrich. Great hands. Good anticipation by Gracie. Lobs at half court to Mosier. Mosier to Spires. And coming up from behind to pick it off is Maggie Latek. She is pretty pesky. Smart player. Still tied at 16. Ellie Yanowicz, right wing. All stripped by Mosier. Taken back by Latek. Yanowicz. And they go down to Hawkins again. And she's fouled again. I think it's Ennewald, just judging by the drooping shoulders. Yep. Fifth team foul. And Ennewald with her second foul. Andy Richardson going to check in and replace Ennewald. Hawkins' first free throw is good. Well, it's Latek and Hawkins doing all the scoring for Palisade. That's 10 points for Elizabeth Hawkins. Her second free throw is perfect. And it's 18-16 Palisade, 4:28 to go in the half. Pass up the court to Kenzie Winder. Winder lobs it to Mosier, top of the key. Pass down low to Dietrich. Double team. Fadeaway jumper blocked by Hawkins. She's doing it all tonight. Dietrich gets denied there. 18-16 Palisade. Yanowicz to Latek. Latek drives, shoots, banks it, missed it. Rebound Dietrich. That's seven rebounds for Grace. Pass up to Jocelyn Spires. Spires lobs it to Mosier. Standing at the circle. Left wing to Kenzie Winder. Winder, her pass, bad pass. Intended for Richardson, tried to force it in there, knocked away by Yanowicz. Loose ball, and a nice steal from behind by Kenzie Winder to Mosier. Up the court to Dietrich. Dietrich jumps, pass to Annalise Richardson, and Richardson banks it in. Good hands by Annie Richardson. Her first basket ties the game at 18. Good pass from Gracie. McCaskill, cross-court pass to Yanowicz, drives along the baseline, kick out to Latek. Her jump shot from 18 won't go. Ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Glenwood. Suarez in for Glenwood. Spires out. Timeout called. 30-second timeout called by Palisade. 18 all, 3:17 to go in the half. This is KMTS. 3:17 left in the first half, all tied at 18. Palisade has outscored Glenwood 6-2. Actually, Elizabeth Hawkins has outscored Glenwood 6-2 in this second quarter. Kendall McCaskill inbound for Palisade, guarded by Kenzie Winder. Goes into Hawkins. Hawkins to Latek at the left wing. McCaskill in the near corner. Back to Latek. Latek against Maddie Mosier. McCaskill with a drive. Bounce pass down to Hawkins. Dribbles once. Turnaround jump shot. Bang. Oh, she is something else. Just under 7 points a game, but she's got 12 now. 20-18. It's a one-person show for Palisade. Mosier top of the key. Holding the ball overhead. Goes right wing to Kenzie Winder. Winder to Richardson. Richardson double team. Back to Winder. Winder picks it up. Lobs it to Suarez. Bobbles it. Goes to Winder. Left wing. Three-pointer. Off the rim, no good. Rebound taken by Dietrich, but she was knocked to the floor, and she was fouled. That's just the third team foul for Palisade. Called against Maggie Latek. Winder inbound and goes into Mosier. Three-pointer for the lead. Off the back of the rim, no good. Rebound taken by Latek. Latek left wing to Jigu. Back to Latek all alone. No, drives along the baseline. And offensive foul? No. Going to call a foul against Annie Richardson, her second. That's team foul number six for Glenwood. Latek with the first free throw. That's short. Just barely got the rim. Richardson out. Brianna Sorensen in for Glenwood. Latek's second free throw is good. Swish. 21-18 Palisade. Maddie Mosier brings it up. Lobs it to Sorensen. Back to Mosier. Back to Sorensen, left wing. Lob pass in the corner to Winder. Winder to Sorensen. Pass down to Suarez. Her shot is blocked. Boy, those little fadeaways. Hawkins is right there and getting those hands up. And then you add Alexis Marushak in there. A lot of length. Pass went out of bounds. Glenwood ball. Winder into Mosier to tie the game. You betcha, we're tied. Maddie Mosier with her second three of the half. Tied at 21. Minute 50 left in the first half, rather. Latek to Jigu. Back to Latek. Lob pass knocked away. Ends up back in the hands of Latek. Back to Jigu. Lob pass right wing to McCaskill. To Jigu. Drives. Hook pass down to Marushak. Lays it up and in. Marushak with her first basket. Breaks the tie. 23-21 Palisade. Minute 30 to go. Sorensen holding the ball overhead. Goes into Suarez. Suarez baseline drive. Gets cut off there by Marushak. Ball knocked away. Loose ball taken by Sorensen. Sorensen wraparound backhand pass to Prieto. Or to Suarez, rather. Suarez lost control of the ball. A steal by Latek. She's got quick hands. Minute 8 to go. She'll take her time strolling up the floor. Letting that clock run down. 23-21 Palisade. Jigu has it right wing. Marushak at the free throw line. Drives. Kicks it left wing. And a bad pass. Intended for McCaskill. Thrown out of bounds. So a break for Glenwood here. Mosier out for a breather. Prieto in the game. Sorensen to Prieto. Top of the key. Back to Sorensen. Lob pass down to Suarez. Suarez with a tough shot. Bricked it. And rebound off the hands of Dietrich out of bounds. 23-21. Not the best shot. Pass left side of the wing to McCaskill. There's a pass intended for Hawkins. Almost threw it away. It's going to go out of bounds. Glenwood ball. Hawkins had to chase it down and ended up going out of bounds in front of the scorer's table. Sophia Prieto will inbound. Glenwood will work the clock here, try to tie it up, maybe take the lead. Prieto has it to Sorensen, right wing. Lob pass to Suarez, down to Dietrich at the baseline, triple teamed. Here's Sorensen. 11 seconds, 10 seconds, Sorensen. Here's a two-pointer, 15-footer. Rolled off the rim, no good. Rebound, loose ball. Goes out of bounds. And out of bounds was Latek. So Glenwood gets the ball. 3 seconds left under the basket. Try and get it into Gracie. Kenzie Winder inbounding. She'll go into Prieto. Ball knocked away. Has to launch a prayer. Almost got it to go. That would have been something. That'll do it for the first half. It's Palisade 23, Glenwood 21. This is KMTS. It's halftime at Chavez Spencer Gymnasium. The Palisade Bulldogs leading the Glenwood Lady Demons 23-21. Glenwood got off to a great start. It was a terrific first quarter by both teams, but Glenwood especially getting balanced scoring. Outscored Palisade 16-12 in the first quarter. Then the offense just went south in the second quarter as Glenwood only managed 5 points, including just 2 points through the first 6.5 minutes until Matty Mosier knocked down a three, her second three of the afternoon, to tie the game. There were four lead changes. Good defense by both both teams. Like I said, balanced scoring by Glenwood in the first quarter. Just primarily two players scoring for Palisade. And it's the Elizabeth Hawkins show. She's got 13 points in the first half. So she's on pace for 26 if this keeps up. But we'll see if Rhonda Mosier has some defensive strategies for Glenwood to shut down Elizabeth Hawkins. That seems to be their game, to get it down to Hawkins or Marushak, who only has 2 points, hit a bucket late in the second quarter. Marushak averaging, in fact, she's the leading scorer on the team, averaging just under 9 points per game. Hawkins, second on the team, averaging 6.2 points, but she's got 13 here at the half. And she scored five in the first quarter. And went off for 8 points in that second quarter, including a couple of free throws. Maggie Latek, who kind of drives the offense for Palisade as the point guard, has 8 points at the half. Hit a couple of threes in the first quarter, and she is 2 for 4 at the free throw line. For Glenwood, Maddie Mosier with 6 points, 2 3-pointers, one in each quarter. Ella Johnson with a little bucket from the free throw line as she was able to pivot, fake the defender, knock down a shot from the free throw line. Maya Suarez with a nice basket. Kenzie Winder with a basket and a free throw. She was fouled in the play. Sophia Prieto knocked down a basket. Jocelyn Spires a couple of free throws. Gracie Dietrich with a nice fadeaway jumper off the glass for her only basket. And the second quarter was Annie Richardson with a basket, and then that three-pointer by Maddie Mosier. And we stand at 23-21 Palisade. Looking ahead to Glenwood's schedule. After tonight, Battle Mountain comes to town Thursday night, or Thursday afternoon, 4:30 game. Then Steamboat will be here on Friday. So back-to-back home games. And then we go to Palisade on the 23rd, host Frisco the 26th, at Steamboat the 27th, home against Rifle on March 2nd, and then the last two games of the regular season at Eagle Valley on March 5th, at Battle Mountain on March 6th. Battle Mountain, very tough. They're 4-0 in league, 5-1 overall. They've won four in a row. Rifle is tied with them in the league standings at 4-0. Palisade 3-1, Glenwood 2-1, Summit 1-4, Eagle Valley 1-4, Steamboat 0-5, 0-7 on the season. Looking at 3A basketball, girls basketball. Delta, 6-1 overall, 2-0 in league play. Basalt is 3-0. How about the Lady Longhorns? 3-0 on the Western Slope, 7-0 overall. Grand Valley 0-1 in league, 4-3 overall. Roaring Fork 0-3 and 2-5. Gunnison at 0-3, 0-6. Coleridge, 5-0 overall, but have yet to play a league game. And they're playing Moffitt County. That game should be getting underway in about 20 minutes. Moffitt County at Coleridge tonight at 5:30. First league game for the Lady Titans. Best of luck to the Lady Titans. Halftime winding down, 23-21 Palisade. Back with the second half after this on KMTS. Here we go with the second half. Glenwood Lady Demons and Palisade. Palisade on top, 23-21. Glenwood now going right to left. Mosier to Ella Johnson. Back to Mosier, top of the key. Lobs it down to Kenzie Winder in the near corner. Edelwall trying to post up. Cross-court pass to Ella Johnson. Ball hasn't touched the floor yet. Here's Kenzie Winder. Pass down to Dietrich. Double team. Kicks it out to Ennewald. Ennewald to Mosier. Three-pointer left wing. They got a piece of it. Somebody blocked. I think it was Kendall McCaskill got the loose ball. Winder gets the loose ball, though. Oh, and now they turn it over. Yes. Mosier didn't have a clear look at his Hawkins, or rather McCaskill, long arms, got a hand up there and just got a piece of it. Jagu to Latek, 23-21 Palisade. Jagu to McCaskill. Bounce pass to Jagu, far corner. Hook pass down to Hawkins, lays it up, missed the shot, got her own rebound, put back from the other side of the glass, and won't go. Good defense by Dietrich, rebound taken by Ennewald. Mosier up the court to Kenzie Winder. Winder with a drive, shot off the glass, and in. Good job by Kenzie Winder. Tough shot, had to use her body to shield the defender, and that ties the game at 23. Kenzie Winder with 5 points. 6:47 to go. Glenwood with the press, and now we got a foul. An illegal, or is it timeout? Timeout. 30-second timeout called by Palisade. I thought maybe there's a illegal pick. 30-second timeout. 23 all, 6:45 to go. Here in the third, it's KMTS. Tied at 23, 6:45 to go here in the third quarter. Palisade and Glenwood. Maggie Latek has the ball, far corner. Pass down to Hawkins. Here we go against Ennewald. Bricks it. Good defense by Hawkins, by Ennewald, and by Dietrich. And a jump ball called. Possession will stay with Palisade. So there's the key there. Having Ennewald and Dietrich collapse on Hawkins if she gets the ball. Jagu inbounding. Trying to go into Hawkins. Bad pass picked off by Maddie Mosier. Trying to force it into Hawkins. Mosier will bring it up uncontested. Stops at the circle. Ennewald was open. Here's Winder. Ball tipped. Taken by Ennewald. Muscled it away. Johnson has it left wing. Johnson down to Ennewald. Kicks it out. Ball off the hands of Dietrich to Johnson. Playing volleyball here. Pass to Johnson left wing. Johnson dribbles a couple times. Bounce pass to Maddie Mosier. Stat sack for a three-pointer off the back of the rim. No good. Rebound. Ennewald. Good strong rebound. Goes to Johnson. Johnson down to Ennewald. Ennewald double teamed. And a jump ball call. Possession will stay with Glenwood. Wish Maddie Mosier. Don't dribble. Just take it right to the hoop. Winder inbounding for Glenwood to the baseline. Goes in, left wing to Mosier, three-pointer. In and out, no good. Rebound pulled down by Ella Steele for Palisade. Hands it off to Latek. 23-all. Marujak in the game. Here's McCaskill. Drive by Latek, lays it up and in. Good pass by McCaskill. 25-23, Palisade. Mosier has it. Over to Johnson, right wing. Back to Mosier, top of the key. Near corner to Kenzie Winder. Three-pointer all alone. You betcha! Splashdown! Kenzie Winder! And Glenwood has the lead, 26-25. Kenzie playing a whale of a game. Latek to Elisa Janowicz. Back to Latek. Bobbles it. Picks it up. Right wing. Mosier guarding her closely. Janowicz back to Latek. Right wing. Dribbles in a crowd. Ball taken away by Matea Ennewald. Tied her up there, forced the jump ball. 26-25, Glenwood. Alicia Janowicz, a senior, inbounding the ball at the baseline. Goes into Marushak, lays it up and in. Good shot. Boy, I don't know why she's not starting and playing more. Marushak, deadly. Off the glass, got the foul. Palisade reclaims the lead. Just her second basket. Foul called against Richardson, and the free throw is good from Marushak. 28-26. Richardson's second foul, 28-26 Palisade, 5 minutes to go in the third. Ella Johnson will bring it up for Glenwood. Goes to Maddie Mosier, back to Johnson, top of the key, back to Mosier, right wing. Thought about a three, now they go to Winder in the far corner. Back to Mosier, right wing. Mosier lob pass down to Dietrich. Lobs it. Lost it. Got it back. Puts up a shot. Missed the shot. Air ball. Rebound taken by Winder. Winder to Johnson, left wing. Top of the key to Mosier. Back to Johnson. Johnson hook pass to Winder. Winder to Johnson, left wing. Johnson with a drive. Johnson with a shot. Banks it. Got it. What a tough shot by Ella Johnson over the tall trees. Have mercy. Ella Johnson, fearless, ties the game up at 28, and a Palisade turnover as Latek threw it out of bounds. Thinking McCaskill was going to break up the court. And Jocelyn Spires checks in for Ella Johnson. What a shot. In the key, about 8 feet away. And Marushak, in her face, just skied it top of the glass and plopped in. Latek comes out. And Ella Yanowicz in for Palisade. Mosier has it left wing. Top of the key to Spires. Spires back to Mosier. Here's Winder, three-pointer from the corner. Won't get the bounce. Rebound taken by Palisade. Pulled down by McCaskill. Tied at 28, 4 minutes to go in the third. Right wing to Ella Yanowicz. Stops. Here's a three-pointer by McCaskill. McCaskill knocks one down from three-point land. 31-28, Palisade. Spires, right wing. Lob pass to Mosier, top of the key. Back to Spires, right wing. Spires in the right corner to Kenzie Winder. Back to Spires. Spires lobs it to Mosier. Down to Suarez. Suarez with a tough shot, 5 feet in the paint. Again, the tall trees in her face. And Suarez showing no fear. 31-30, Palisade. Yanowicz to McCaskill. Marushak near the free throw line. In the near corner. Here's a pass almost picked off by Maddie Mosier. Good hands there. Would have had a breakaway layup. 30-second timeout called, and Elizabeth Hawkins is going to check back in for Palisade. 30-second timeout called by Palisade. 31-30, Palisade with the lead. 3:13 left in the third. This is KMTS. Back to Chavez Spencer Gymnasium, 3:13 left in the third quarter. 31-30, Palisade with the lead. Inbounds pass to Marushak, down to Hawkins. Hawkins kicks it out to Ella Yanowicz. Here's McCaskill with a shot. Off the rim, no good. Rebound, battle for it. Ends up with Gracie Dietrich. And Dietrich, after a sixth or seventh rebound, Mosier has it. Around to Sorensen. Mosier back to Sorensen, right wing. Here's Spires in the right corner. Sorensen pass stat, trying to go down to Dietrich, picked off by Marushak. Ella Yanowicz. Jagu, left wing. Lob pass to McCaskill. Pass. Here's a steal. Good hands by Dietrich. Loose ball taken by Spires. Spires looks over his shoulder, wants to go coast to coast. Ball knocked away as Suarez takes it, and Suarez is fouled. Just the first team foul for Palisade. And it's called against Ella Yanowicz. 31-30, Palisade, 2:22 left in the third quarter. Spires into Manny Mosier in the near corner. Mosier dribbles a couple times, lobs it to Suarez. She got away with a travel. Ball tipped on the pass taken by Sorensen. Sorensen to Mosier, left wing. Lob pass to Sorensen. Sorensen against Jagu, hands it off to Spires. Spires dribbles a couple times in the paint, in traffic, bounce pass to Suarez, baseline jumper. Oh, off the rim, no good. Rebound. Last touch by Glenwood, out of bounds. 31-30 Palisade, just under 2 minutes to go in the third. Go, defense! Up the court comes Ella Yanowicz. Latek still on the bench for Palisade. McCaskill has it right wing. Yanowicz in the near corner. Back to McCaskill. Cross-court pass through Jagu, left wing. McCaskill, lob pass, knocked away by Dietrich. Loose ball, though, taken by Hawkins, top of the key. Hawkins has not scored this quarter. Hawkins has the ball, puts up a shot over Dietrich, in and out, no good. Rebound taken by Dietrich. She's double-teamed. They tries to wrestle the ball away. It's tied up. Its possession goes to Glenwood, minute 24 to go. Gracie really in a battle at the post. She only has 2 points, but she's playing strong defense, getting big rebounds. Brianna Sorensen brings it up. Left wing to Maddie Mosier, the near corner to Suarez. Maya gets a pick. Lobs it to Sorensen. Backs up near the circle. Sorensen with a drive. Now stops, lobs it to Spires. Timeout called by Coach Rhonda Mosier. And the Glenwood Demons, a 30-second timeout, minute 4 to go in the third, 31-30, Palisade. This is KMTS. Minute 4 to go here in the third quarter. Glenwood has outscored Palisade 9-8 here in the third, but they trail 31-30. And Suarez will inbound from the Glenwood bench. And she'll go into Spires in the right corner. Spires, her pass picked off, knocked away by Jagu. She's going to take it all the way. Now she's going to put on the brakes. Gets bumped by Spires. Hands it out to Latek, who's back in the game. Just check back in. Right wing to Jagu. Jagu to Latek in the near corner. Lob pass down to Marushak. Marushak over Dietrich is blocked, and Dietrich questioning why she's called for a foul. Looked like a clean block, but apparently got her on the wrist. That's Gracie's second. And the second team foul. Alexis Marushak with her first free throw. Perfect. 46 seconds left in the third. Dietrich, you know, it's going to be Spires coming out. Marushak's second free throw is perfect. She's got 5 points in this third quarter, 7 for the game. 33-30 Palisade. Kenzie Winder left wing. Lob pass cross court to Sorensen. Sorensen for 17 feet off the rim, no good. Came up short. Rebound taken by Latek. 2-on-2. Latek. Oh, almost. Yeah, she carried the ball. Yep, she sure did. Good defense by Maddie Mosier to alter her footwork. 33-30. Palisade with the lead. This important West Slope game. Mosier, long lob pass to Sorensen. It's a 3-2 zone for Palisade. Pass down to Dietrich. Gracie double-teamed and a ball stripped away, but they're going to call a foul against Jagu, who angrily throws the ball back to the ref. She wasn't real fond of that call. Each team with two fouls. Her second, 33-30. Palisade, 15 seconds left here in the third. Kenzie Winder inbounds it to Dietrich, who banks it in. Nice feed as Palisade went to sleep, and Dietrich with her second bucket. 33-32, Palisade, 7 seconds. Latek fakes. They go to McCaskill, three-pointer from the right wing, off the rim, no good. Rebound, no shot put up by Jagu, doesn't go, and that'll do it for the third quarter. It's a one-point lead for Palisade, 33-32 as we go to the fourth. After this on KMTS. Quarter. There's a shot put up by Hawkins. Doesn't go. Rebound taken by Kenzie Winder. 33-32. Palisade with the lead. Glenwood outscored Palisade 11-10 in that third quarter. Maddie Mosier left wing to Kenzie Winder. Three-pointer for the lead. Airball. And Winder belted on the floor like Bella Jagu. Wow. That was an aggressive foul. As Kenzie really hit the floor hard. But before the shot. So she doesn't get to go to the line. Jagu comes out. Their third foul. Pass into Maddie Mosier. High post, left side. Winder running through the key, trying to get open. Mosier picks it up, lobs it to Ella Johnson. Johnson back to Mosier. Back to Johnson, lob pass. Now to here's Winder, baseline drive. And Winder shakes the defender, went dribble right past Marushak. And Kenzie Winder, boy, that's a sweet move for Kenzie. She's got 6 points, and the Glenwood Lady Demons have the lead, 34-33. Pass to Latek. Latek to Elisa Janowicz. Hawkins. Here's McCaskill, right wing. She can shoot that three. She's 7-25 on the season after the one she hit a little while ago. Latek to McCaskill. To Latek, top of the key. Almost stolen there by Johnson. Latek, right wing. Hawkins trying to post up against Dietrich, who's fronting her. Latek, right wing. Dribbles a couple times with the left hand. Stops at the top of the key. Right wing to McCaskill. Back to Latek in the near corner. Top of the key to Marushak. Marushak with a drive. Kicks it out to Latek. Three-pointer. Right wing off the rim. No good. Rebound taken by Kenzie Winder. 34-33 Glenwood. 6:25 to go in the fourth. Lob pass up the court to Kenzie. Kenzie to Maddie Mosier. Mosier holding the ball over her head. Lobs it over to Ella Johnson. Johnson to Mosier, top of the key. Back to Johnson, right wing. Bounce pass down to Suarez. Jump shot from 10 feet, won't go. That's just short, didn't hit the iron. Rebound taken by Hawkins for Palisade. 34-33 Glenwood. 6 minutes to go in the game. Latek to Janowicz. And traveling call against Alicia Janowicz. A lot of seniors on this club for Palisade. 7. Matty Mosier brings it up. Glenwood with a one-point lead. It's been a great contest. Mosier, top of the key, lob pass to Johnson. Johnson for three, all alone. Off the back of the rim, no good. Rebound taken by Hawkins off the head of Suarez. Hawkins apologized. Rebound taken, loose ball taken by Latek. Down to Marushak. Lost the ball. Lost the handle out of bounds. Marushak. Good defense by Gracie Dietrich. And Jagu is coming back in for Palisade, replacing Alexis Marushak. 1 point lead for Glenwood. 5:34 to go here in the game. Matty Mosier walks it up. 2-3 zone for Palisade. Lob pass to Johnson, left wing. Some of these passes are lazy lobs. It's just pass down to Dietrich in the crowd. Kicks it out to Winder. Winder fakes the shot. Goes to Dietrich. And Dietrich call for traveling. Gracie's got those long strides. Saw her round the bases when she was playing softball for Basalt. Boy, she could get to from home to second in nothing flat. Here's a Hawkins left wing for Palisade. 1 point lead for Glenwood. Hawkins holding the ball. Goes to Latek. Winder there to meet her. 2-3 zone for Glenwood. Three-pointer by Yanowich. And Yanowich have a three-pointer. And Palisade retakes the lead, 36-34. Mosier to Kenzie Winder, left wing. Back to Mosier, top of the key. Right wing to Ella Johnson. Suarez to Mosier, right wing. Pass down to Dietrich. Dietrich, fadeaway jumper. Got the roll! You betcha! Gracie Dietrich got the friendly roll. 6 points for Gracie. Ties the game up at 36. Hawkins to Jagu. Cross-court pass. Ella Yanowich, pass to Latek. Latek, top of the key. To Lily Kolsich. And a foul's going to be called, I think, against Gracie Dietrich. Lily Kolsich, a junior. And Gracie picks up her third foul. Each team with three. Number 14, Lily Kolsich, a junior. And her first free throw is push to the right. Again, balanced scoring for Glenwood. Anybody's ball game. Kolsich takes a deep breath, dribbles a couple times, dribbles once more, takes aim. Second free throw is off the back of the rim, no good. Rebound taken by Suarez. Hands it off to Mosier. Mosier to Johnson, right wing. Back to Mosier. Lobs it in the far corner to Ella Johnson. Johnson waving the ball around, goes to Mosier. Mosier to Suarez, top of the key. Down to Gracie. Gracie with a shot, no foul. She got hit, she says, on the like her right ear. She grabbed her right ear like she got nicked there. And there's a turnover. Oh, last touch by Kenzie Winder, out of bounds. Good job cutting off the lane there. 30-second timeout called. I think this is an administrative timeout. An official's timeout. 36 all, our score, 3:43 to go in the game. This is KMTS. 36-36, Palisade and Glenwood in a great game. 3:43 to go in the ball game in regulation. And McCaskill inbounding to Jagu. Pass knocked away. Trying to go down to Hawkins. Picked off by Gracie Dietrich. Her fourth steal of the night. Pass to Kenzie Winder, left wing. Winder cross-court pass to Prieto. Three-pointer off the rim, no good. Rebound taken by Latek. Winder chasing her down. Latek weaves her way through defenders, puts up a shot. Thought she drew a foul, just lost it out of bounds. No contact. Good defense by Prieto. And Sorensen. As Latek getting a little greedy, just wanted that breakaway layup. Mosier checks in for Sophia Prieto. Anybody's ball game, tied at 36. Coming up on the 3-minute mark here in the ball game, or in regulation. Sorensen lobs it to Kenzie Winder, left wing. Top of the key to Dietrich. Gracie kicks it over to Maddie Mosier. Three-pointer for the lead off the back of the rim, no good. Rebound taken by Sorensen to the hoop. Hook shot, missed the shot. Oh! Boy, the fans standing up, hoping for to will that ball in. Rebound taken by Kendall McCaskill. 36 all. Kolisch had the ball knocked away. Timeout called by Deanne Larson and the Palisade Bulldogs. It's a full timeout. 2:47 to go in regulation. Tied at 36. This is KMTS. Back to Chavez Spencer Gymnasium. Glad you could join us here on KMTS.com, your KMTS app. Got a good ball game. 2:47 remaining in regulation. Palisade and Glenwood all tied at 36. Matea Anawald back in for Glenwood. She'll sandwich Hawkins if she gets the ball. McCaskill goes to Latek. Top of the key, back to Hawkins. Or to McCaskill. Back to Latek. Dribbles around, top of the key. Right side to Kolisch. Down to Hawkins. Pass down low to Jagoub. Missed the shot. Partially blocked by Anawald. Another shot goes up. Blocked from behind. Looked like Sorensen got a piece of it. They're going to say a foul was committed. They're going to say Kenzie Winder with the foul, her first. Lily Kolisch at the line. Her first free throw off the back of the iron. She's 0 for 3. Her second free throw is good. That time breaks the tie. 37-36 Palisade. Maddie Mosier brings it up. 2:25 left in regulation. Mosier jump pass to Kenzie Winder, left wing. Lob pass down to Dietrich. Gracie at the baseline. Lob pass cross court pass to Sorensen. Sorensen top of the key to Mosier. Three-pointer top of the key. You betcha! Maddie with a bullseye! Glenwood reclaims the lead, 39-37. Glenwood putting on tough defense and forcing a turnover. Sorensen and Mosier, they meet Maggie Latek and force her out of bounds at the sideline. 2 minutes to go. 39-37 Glenwood. Mosier top of the key. Lob pass to Kenzie Winder. Back to Mosier top of the key. Holding the ball over her head. It's Kolisch poking at the ball. Lob pass to Winder in the near corner. Winder back to Mosier. Mosier top of the key. Right wing to Sorensen. Sorensen to Mosier. Mosier to Kenzie Winder. Baseline drive. Puts up a shot. Oh, almost got it to go as Winder knocked to the floor. 39-37 Glenwood. Latek almost traveled. Picks it up, top of the key. Lobs it to McCaskill. Back to Latek, top of the key. Drive, shoots, floats with the left hand. Got it, the foul. Latek with a difficult shot. Impossible shot. And Latek, maybe 5'3" in thick socks. Driving aggressively. Shot it from just in front of the free throw line. A floater with the left hand. And drew the foul. Called against Winder. Anawald comes out. Winder's second. Oh, they called against Anawald, excuse me. Her third. And Latek missed the free throw. Rebound taken by Suarez. We're tied at 39. Minute 15 to go. Wow. Nail-biting time. Here's Sorensen right wing. Sorensen goes to Dietrich. Dietrich from the free throw line. Oh, the shot fell too. Oh, Gracie says, why did you call timeout? She got the friendly roll, but no basket. The minute 8 left. Timeout, Glenwood. Full timeout, 39 all. This is KMTS. 1:08 to go in regulation. Palisade girls and Glenwood girls all tied at 39. Glenwood with 5 team fouls, Palisade with 3. And Gracie Dietrich shot one from about 10 feet in the key and got the roll, but timeout was called just before the ball left her hand. And she said, why? Kenzie Winder inbounding. Important possession here. And she'll go into Sorensen. Ground up. High post right side to Kenzie Winder, right wing. Back to Sorensen, ball tipped. Pass to Manny Mosier, left wing. Mosier, lob pass to Sorensen. Sorensen to Winder. Winder to Sorensen, right wing. Down to Dietrich. Dietrich double teamed. underhands it to Sorensen. Sorensen with a drive in traffic. Call for double dribble. That's not what Coach Wadenmosher wanted. Couldn't quite execute the play. Tied at 39. Glenwood putting on the press. Bella Jagu will inbound. Pass into McCaskill to Latek. Back to McCaskill. Back to Latek. Latek gets it across the timeline. Oh, she traveled. Couldn't put on the brakes. And another break for Glenwood. 40 seconds left. Is Wadenmosher going to call another timeout? We'll just let him run the O. She'll coach him from the bench. 37 seconds. 36. 35. Sorensen stops. Yep, Coach Wadenmosher wants a timeout. Let's talk about it. Full timeout. We'll take a break. 33 seconds to go in regulation. Tied at 39. This is KMTS. Oh, my. All tied at 39. Glenwood and Palisade. 33 seconds remaining in regulation. Glenwood has the ball. Glenwood has outscored Palisade here in the fourth quarter. 7-6. Palisade's missed 4 free throws this quarter. Maddie Mosier inbounding. Let's see what Coach Mosier drew up here. Maddie getting the last word there from her mom. Maddie goes into Suarez. Back to Maddie, right wing. 30 seconds. Maddie dribbles. Now picks it up. She's in trouble. Pass to Suarez. Gets bumped. And a jump ball is going to be called. And Glenwood will retain possession with 23 seconds to go. Ball out of bounds at the baseline now. As Kinsey Winder inbounding. Here's a golden opportunity to go into Gracie. They catch him going to sleep. Winder inbounding at the baseline. Here we go. Tied at 39. Goes into Gracie. Gracie from 15 feet. Off the back of the rim. No good. Rebound taken by Latek. It's a 2-1 advantage for Glenwood. Latek stops. Double team. Bounce pass to Jagu. Timeout Palisade. Full timeout. 13 seconds left. Palisade working for the win. When we come back, this is KMTS. So Palisade calls the timeout with 13.9 seconds left in regulation. Tied at 39. Glenwood with 5 team fouls. Palisade with 3. If Marushak is coming in the game, no, she's not. I imagine they'll try to feed it down to Elizabeth Hawkins, who has not scored in this second half after scoring 13 in the first half. And McCaskill inbound the near side. Here we go. Goes into Latek. 10 seconds. 9 seconds. Pass tipped. Steal by Kinsey Winder. 7 seconds. Sorensen. And a foul is going to be called. And Sorensen could... No, it's not a team. It's not a shooting foul. Just the fourth team foul. Foul called against Latek, her second. 4.6 seconds to go, and Coach Wadenmosher calling for a timeout. Full timeout. Will someone get a miracle shot? This is KMTS. 4.6 seconds remaining in regulation. Tied at 39. Glenwood has the ball in front of the Palisade bench, so they've got a long way to go to get it up the floor. We'll see what Coach Wadenmosher drew up. Don't turn the ball over is the main thing. And Sorensen will inbound in front of the Palisade bench. Guarded there by McCaskill. And she'll go into Mosier. Mosier gets fouled with 2 seconds left. And Mosier knocked to the floor. That's each team with 5 fouls now. Well, not much time here to get the ball at the floor. Pass up to Dietrich. Dietrich launches one. Oh, nope. Came about 8 feet short, and that'll do it for regulation. We're tied at 39. Put another 4 minutes on the clock. When we come back, this is KMTS. Overtime here in the girls' game. Palisade and Glenwood tied at 39 after regulation. Glenwood outscored Palisade 11-10 in the third, 7-6 in the fourth. But couldn't get that one shot to fall to break the tie. And here we go with an extra 4 minutes on the clock. Let's see. Ennewald's the only one in foul trouble. I think Gracie's got 3 herself, but other than that, Dietrich and McCaskill in the opening tip. Oh, not the opening tip, the overtime tip. Here we go. And it's taken by it was won by Dietrich. The referee says, I couldn't see it. Let's do it again. I think Greasy got the hand on the left hand, but they're going to do it again. And it's won by Glenwood. Oh, Winder got the ball and then stolen by Jigou. Latek to Hawkins to McCaskill at the circle. Right wing to Latek. Latek to Jigou in the near corner. Baseline drive. Over two defenders. Bad shot into the hands of Suarez. Mosier up the court to Winder. Winder, pass into Suarez. On the floor, falls to the floor. Jump ball call. Possession will go to Glenwood. And Jigou. And Jigou arguing the call? Oh. It is Palisade ball.
So White had the first control of the ball. So it's a red one.
And there's the explanation you can hear on our court mic. That's true. That's right. Kenzie Winder got that tip from Dietrich, and it was stolen back by Palisade. So hence the arrow going that way. Latek brings it up. 39-all, 3:27 to go in the first overtime. Lob pass to McCaskill to Latek. Almost threw it away. Had to chase it down in the circle. Latek right wing to Kolisch. Pass down to Hawkins. Hawkins walked big time. Oh, she was fouled. Hawkins took two extra steps. Didn't even... Oh, wow. How do you miss that travel? Foul was called against Suarez, her first. And Hawkins with her first point of the second half. Breaks the tie, 40-39. Elizabeth Hawkins' second free throw is off the back of the rim. No good. Rebound Winder. Winder quickly to Mosier. 40-39, Palisade. Winder, left wing. Jump pass to Mosier. Mosier, right wing to Sorensen. Sorensen, top of the key to Suarez. Suarez almost traveled. Here's, a pass to Sorensen. Took her eyes off the ball. Off her hands and into the Glenwood bench. Tough break there for Glenwood. Under 3 minutes to go in the overtime. 1-point lead for Palisade. Latek brings it up, top of the key. Gets a pick, dribbles right side of the wing. Top of the key to McCaskill. McCaskill back to Latek, right wing. Pass to Hawkins, in the paint. Lob pass down to Jigou. Baseline jumper, good. 3-point lead for Palisade. Jagu's first basket. 42-39, Palisade. Mosier, top of the key. Right wing to Sorensen. 3-pointer to tie. In and out, no good. Rebound, Suarez, put back. Got it, the foul! You betcha! Maya Suarez with a big basket there. Chance to tie the game. She can hit this critical free throw. 2:26 to go in OT. And Lily Kolisch checking in for Palisade, replacing Alicia Yanowicz. Suarez to tie the game. Toes the line. Dribbles a couple times. And the shot is good. It's tied. Suarez ties it at 42. Pass up the court to Hawkins. Hawkins to McCaskill. Hands it to Latek. 2:15 to go in overtime. Timeout called by Coach Deanne Larson, the Palisade Bulldogs. A 30-second timeout. 2:15 left in OT. 42-all. This is KMTS. left in overtime. Glenwood Lady Demons and the Palisade lead Bulldogs all tied at 42. Latek gets the inbounds pass. Right wing to McCaskill. Latek for three. Off the back of the rim. No good. Rebound. Suarez off her hands out of bounds. No, they're saying last touched by Jigou, or rather Kolisch. Well, I thought Suarez got the hand on it. That's a break for Glenwood. Tied at 42. Coming up on the two-minute mark here in overtime. Thanks for joining us on the radio. We're live now. And the boys are going to have to wait in the wings. Here's Mosier, left wing. Top the key to Sorensen. Sorensen with the drive. Goes to Kenzie Winder. Winder in the far corner. Waves the ball around. Gets double team. Bounce pass to Sorensen. From the free throw line. Banks it. Missed it. Rebound. Dietrich. Her shot is blocked. Loose ball taken by Latek as Hawkins got the block. Tied at 42. A minute 40 left in overtime. Latek calls out a play. Sorensen picks her up. Pass to Janowicz. Alicia Janowicz dribbles around. Almost traveled. Hawkins has a minute 30 to go. Sorensen gets a steal. Sorensen battles for it and lost it out of bounds. On the far sideline, right in front of the scorer's table. Just lost it out of bounds. Janowicz out and Lily Kolisch checking in. As Kendall McCaskill, the tall senior, inbounding, bounces it into Latek. Minute 20 to go. Latek to McCaskill. McCaskill to Jigou. Baseline. Did she bounce it off the foot? She did. Good defense by Kenzie Winder cutting off the baseline, but ball bounced off her toe and out of bounds. Here comes the dangerous Alexis Marushek. I don't know why she's on the bench so much. She is deadly. An experienced senior. They've been trying to get the ball into her, I think. And they will. Nope, it's going to go off the toe again of Winder. Tied at 42, a minute 16 to go in overtime. McCaskill inbounding. Lobs it into Marushek. Marushek drop step and a steal by Kenzie Winder. Took it away from the big girl. Winder has it almost taken away. Picks it up, goes to Maddie Mosier. Cross court up the court to Sorensen. Minute 5 to go. Sorensen lobs it to Winder. Winder down to Suarez, and Suarez is fouled. Suarez is fearless. Is it bonus time. So Maya Suarez, chance to break the tie. She tied the game with a free throw. Marushek is out. And Suarez going through the motions with 58 seconds left in OT. Maya Suarez bounces once. The free throw is perfect. You betcha. Maya Suarez has all 4 points for Glenwood. And Glenwood has the lead, 43-42. Everyone on their feet. Suarez with her second free throw. Off the rim, no good. Rebound on the floor. Taken by Kenzie Winder. Battle for it. Jump ball called. Possession goes to Glenwood. Boy, Kenzie Winder has been clutch. Winder will inbound the baseline. 55 seconds lead to go. Pass into Suarez. Banks it. She's fouled. Maya Suarez back to the free throw line. She'll get two more. Suarez going through the motions again. Here we go. She'll get two shots. Foul called against Latek. First free throw. In and out. Spun off the rim. Latek's third, eighth team foul. 43-42 Glenwood. Suarez, second attempt is short. Air ball. Oh. Oh, the nerves. That's a lot of pressure. 1 point lead for Glenwood, thanks to Maya Suarez. Timeout called. Palisade, a full timeout. 53 seconds left in OT. This is KMTS. Well, I do miss my buddy Jack. He's home recuperating from a severe bout with COVID. And Jack, wish you all the best. And if you'd like to help Jack out with his medical expenses, an account has been set up by KMTS at any branch of Alpine Bank. It's the Jack Jabor Medical Expense Fund. Any branch of Alpine Bank, if you'd like to contribute and help Jack and Linda out with his expenses. Jack's missing a good one, I'll tell you. 43-42 Glenwood. Glenwood with the press. Palisade with the ball. 53 seconds left in OT. And Hawkins inbounds, or McCaskill into Hawkins to Latek. Latek brings it up. Latek stops. Goes to Hawkins. Here's McCaskill. Back to Hawkins. Lost the ball. Got it back. Lobs it out. Here's a shot put up by Janowicz. Doesn't go. Rebound controlled by Kenzie Winder. Takes the ball away. Out of bounds, though, they're saying. Last touched by Kolisch. stepped on the baseline. 39 seconds left. And his coach Mosier, no, not yet. No timeout yet. Palisade adjusting on defense. 43-42 Glenwood. 39 seconds left in OT. Mosier inbounding. And goes in to Winder. Winder gets it up uncontested. Bounce pass up to Suarez. Suarez with a shot off the glass. Missed the shot. Rebound taken by Palisade. Pulled down by Ella Steele. Latek looks up at the clock. 28 seconds. Hands it off to McCaskill. Back to Latek. Latek. And timeout called Palisade. Full timeouts. 23 seconds left in OT. 1 point lead for Glenwood. This is KMTS. Spencer Gymnasium. 43-42. Glenwood with the 1 point lead. 23 seconds remaining in overtime. Palisade with the ball under their basket. Kendall McCaskill inbounding. Kenzie Winder guarding the inbounds pass. McCaskill goes in to Steele. Steele to Latek, right wing. Nearly stolen. Pass to McCaskill. Three-pointer. That's short. Rebound. Out of bounds. Last touch by Palisade. And I think it went off the hands of Elizabeth Hawkins. 14 seconds left. Glenwood with a one-point lead. And Palisade's got a foul here. Pass into Gracie Dietrich. Dietrich hands it off to Sorensen. Sorensen to Suarez. Timeout call, Glenwood. 8 seconds left and a chance to win this. Boy, I can't believe that Palisade didn't even contest the inbounds pass. Sorensen just dribbled up the floor. Uncontested. Full timeout. 8.9 seconds left. Glenwood with a one-point lead. This is KMTS. Well, for the fans that are here, they're being treated to a great game. Glenwood hanging on to a one-point lead, 43-42, with 8.9 seconds left in overtime. And I just don't understand Alexis Marushak still on the bench for Palisade. I mean, as soon as she came in the game, she made an immediate impact in that third quarter with 5 points. She has seven for the night. But here she is on the bench. Glenwood with the ball. Good timeout by Coach Rhonda Mosier, avoiding the turnover here. And on the near sideline will be Kenzie Winder. Winder has been solid tonight. And Winder will go into Mosier. And she'll get fouled, yep, by Latek. That'll be her fourth. And Maddie Mosier to the line for a 1-1. Maddie's got 9 points on the night, looking for her first point here in overtime. 7.3 seconds left. Mosier's first free throw is no good. Rebound taken by Palisade. Here comes McCaskill to Latek. Launches one. No good. It's a ball game. Latek had the shot partially blocked. Kenzie Winder, as the ball fell into her hands, she clutched that ball as time ran out. The final score, Glenwood 43, Palisade 42 in overtime. We'll take a quick timeout and come back and give you some totals right after this on KMTS. Well, 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 what a thrilling victory for the Glenwood Lady Demons. They edged Palisade 43-42 in overtime. Glenwood outscored Palisade 16-12 in the first. Kind of went to sleep offensively in the second as they were outscored 11-5 in the second quarter. Had the one-point edge up in the third, 11-10, and the one-point edge in the fourth quarter, 7-6, to tie the game. And Maya Suarez with a big overtime. She hit a bucket and a foul shot. Went back to the line, hit a free throw, missed the second one. She ends up with 8 points for the night. 9 points scored by Maddie Mosier, all from three-point land. 6 points scored by Ella Johnson. Six from Gracie Dietrich. She had a big night with steals and rebounds. And again, 6 points for her. 4 points scored by Annie Richardson. And Glenwood, or I'm sorry, 2 points by Annie Richardson. As Glenwood gets the 43-42 win to go to 3-1 in league play. And 3-3 overall. Nice bounce back. 2 wins in a row for Glenwood. Palisade drops to 3-2 and 4-3 overall. Final score, Glenwood 43, Palisade 42. We will take a break for about 20 or 30 minutes. as they sanitize the gym. We'll get ready for the boys' game. Palisade and Glenwood should be another good one right here on KMTS.